Proclamation number 8954 of 14th of March, 1965. Creation miracles should make you think. Again and again the wonders of creation are pointed out to you, and you should not blindly pass them by. For everything around you proves me in my might, yet you humans are incapable of letting even the tiniest little plant, the smallest living being, come into being. Not to mention yourselves as the crown of creation. And you move in the midst of the whole creation as something completely independent and self-evident, and do not ask what meaning and purpose creation serves. And everything should still remind you of a creator, who is exceedingly wise and powerful, and whom his love determines to create such an environment for you, in which you are to enjoy yourselves. You yourselves. As the greatest marvel of my creation. You can think, and you only apply this privilege to create for yourselves everything that would be added to you in vain if you would think about the meaning and purpose of creation and yourselves them now alive according to this purpose. Because as I maintain the whole creation, so also I maintain your bodily life, and all worry about it would be useless. But the thoughts of men go other ways. What is nearest to them they pay no attention to, nor do they think about the creator and sustainer of all things. But every such thought would be answered for them out of the kingdom of light, and that truly, so that they would now also see in me as their creator the motive why and for what purpose I have put man on earth. And such an attitude would be right, and would soon let man mature that he would fulfill the meaning and purpose of earth life. But how different is it with the creatures, which my will has put into this world? They carelessly pass by what I have given them for joy, and not with one thought do they dwell on me and ask themselves about the reason of their earth life. But with increased eagerness they chase after the world with its goods, and their whole wanting and thinking is meant for the bodily well-being. But exactly the earthly world is the kingdom of my adversary, whom I certainly overruled by letting creation come into being, therefore took his following from him, but had to leave him his rule over you in the stage as man, where he now seeks to have an effect on you again with all power through his world, through hard matter, in which the whole immature spiritual is bound. And exactly this, matter, you strive for, and in your desire you go far back, because it was eternities ago when you had overcome this matter and had advanced upwards in your development. And that is why you are so endangered by your desire for earthly goods. Because as soon as it fills your whole sensing, you will hardly still look at the creation around you, and also not ask yourselves for what purpose I let it come into being. And precisely this question could become a blessing for you, because then you would recognize your creator as a God of love, wisdom and might, to whom you could turn and establish a close bond with him. And your purpose of earthly life would be fulfilled, for I truly do not ask much of you. I only want one thing, that you should recognize and learn to love me. And the work of creation around you is most capable of that, that you look at all these miraculous works and thoughts of me, and your love towards me grows, and you want to get into contact with me to now no longer loosen this bond. Creation is therefore proof of my existence and my love for all created things. You can recognize me myself, and you will also know that only love has allowed it to come into being. And you'll ask yourselves why my love thus became effective. And the answer will always be given to you if you earnestly desire it, for light will come to all who desire light. Amen.